This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 7th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with this incredible story. Trading Technologies announces matching program to benefit GoFundMe campaign for MarketsWiki education video series and John Lothian news. As a pioneer of electronic trading, we at Trading Technologies value our industry's rich history. We recognize the need to preserve our legacies and lessons to broadly educate and inspire those to come. That is what John Lothian News is doing through the Open Outcry Traders History Project, the Path to Electronic Trading, the History of Financial Futures series, and MarketsWiki. JLN established a GoFundMe campaign during the pandemic to support this work. So far, it has generated $33,626 of its $300,000 goal. To encourage broader giving, we are stepping up and announcing that we will match the next $20,000 in donations to this campaign, and we are challenging the other sponsors of JLN to launch their own matching programs. Why support JLN? As the saying goes, you'll never get to where you're going if you don't know where you came from. That is why it's so important to support these initiatives. Through rich storytelling, the JLN team is working to capture the history that led us to this modern era, where anyone from a small family farm to a global corporate conglomerate can efficiently and effectively manage risk. They're celebrating the game changers who catalyzed innovation and growth, sharing personal anecdotes through a series of fascinating on-camera interviews in the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading series. And they're offering valuable insights and advice to students considering employment in this industry through the MarketsWiki World of Opportunity events. JLN needs funding to continue this ambitious work. It's critical to educate not only those who have already built careers in this industry, but also the next generation of capital markets professionals. Our first donation to be matched is from Charlie Carey, a CME Group board member, former CME Group vice chairman, and former CBOT chairman, in the amount of $1,000. Please join us in making your contribution here. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Thank you to Trading Technologies and Harris Brumfield, Tim Giannopoulos, Farley Owens, and Elise Fleshiker for the amazing challenge match for our JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. It is great to have such enthusiastic support for our efforts to preserve industry history through our various video series and a great demonstration of TT's industry leadership. MIAX has announced that the Spikes futures will trade with zero exchange fees for a limited time. Spikes is a volatility trading product created by MIAX, offered by MGEX, and traded via the CME Globex platform. Trade 23 hours a day, 5 days a week, with highly accurate data and peak transparency, according to a MIAX notice. When the volume is at record highs, what do? Hold a webinar to celebrate it. The FIA is holding its first quarter 2021 exchange-traded derivatives webinar on May 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time that will highlight the, quote, main trend in trading activity in Q1 2021 in the global exchange-traded derivatives markets, with category and regional breakdowns as well as exchange and contract rankings. FIA's Will Ackworth will moderate, and speakers include Alex Cram, Managing Director and Senior Equity Research Analyst, UBS, and Keith Parker, Managing Director and Head of U.S. and Global Equity Strategy, UBS. The event is open to the public and press, as it should be. Register with a link in today's newsletter. Bob Fitzsimmons of Wedbush Futures interviewed Jose Miguel de Dios, CEO of Mexter, and Rafael Juan, CIO of CMA Markets, in a video titled, Wedbush Partners with CMA Markets to Offer Mexter Products. Charlotte Croswell is stepping down as CEO of Innovate Finance and will hand over the reins to Janine Hurt in May. CME Group board member Charlie Carey, the former and last chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Charlie is the chairman of the Commodity Markets Council and of the CME Group Foundation. He was chairman of the CBOT starting in 2003 and oversaw its demutualization and stock market listing. And with the then CME chairman and now executive chairman and CEO Terry Duffy was instrumental in negotiating the merger of the two Chicago exchanges first announced in October 2006. Thank you to Charlie and to Trading Technologies International for matching his donation and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and now have your support matched by TT. The American Financial Exchange, or AFX, last month began publishing a 30-day interest rate called Ameribor Term 30, currently available on its website as well as on Bloomberg and on other vendor terminals. The new rate is calculated following the market close and published and delivered to data distributors at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time the following business day. AFX says the new rate is designed to be a plug-and-play replacement for the one-month LIBOR. A white paper explaining the methodology used to calculate the Ameribor Term 30-day interest rate is available on the AFX website, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance coming up in April. Register at www.fia.org. Here is a press release from the CFTC. New CFTC customer advisory cautions the public to be aware of trading based on internet hype. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today issued a customer advisory, strongly encouraging the public to research and understand the commodity futures markets, physical markets, and securities markets before trading on information on social media. The advisory also warns of the risks associated with futures trading or buying physical commodities such as precious metals. The Market Participants Division, MPD, issued the customer advisory in recognition of National Financial Capability Month, which began on April 1st. My comment, are you sure this is new and not from, say, 2000 or 1999? Here is another press release from the CFTC. CFTC orders New York Mellon to pay more than $1 million for role in fraudulent binary option scheme. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today issued an order filing and settling charges against Glenn Olson, formerly of Brooklyn, New York, for his role in a binary options fraud that harmed U.S. customers involving Bluebit Bank, a United Kingdom company, and Bluebit Analytics LTD, located in Turks and Caicos. My comment, it is really heads or tails if the CFTC will ever get its money. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The pandemic isn't over, but we're over it. The beginning of the end of the pandemic as seen from Florida, New York, and Rhode Island. Joe Nocera, I've just finished a couple of weeks in Delray Beach, Florida, and I have to tell you, it's a whole different pandemic down here. The restaurants are full, the stores are hopping, waiters and salespeople wear masks, but most other people don't, not even in crowded bars. South Floridians are acting as if the pandemic is over, even though it plainly isn't. Most of my friends in New York tend to view Floridians as idiots, at least when it comes to COVID-19. They're convinced that Governor Ron DeSantis is hiding the true number of fatalities and that his refusal to impose a mask mandate and his insistence on keeping the economy relatively open are the irresponsible acts of a Trump wannabe. My comment, it ain't over till it's over. Here is a story from FIA. Viewpoint. Listen to customers and markets will follow. Customer choice, competition, and market access will drive vibrant derivative markets. By Walt Lukin, President and CEO of FIA. Global clear derivatives markets have been through a lot in the last year, but I am encouraged by the fact, even in the face of these challenges, our industry remains resilient and adaptable as we face the future together. These strengths were on open display yet again at FIA's virtual Boca Conference in mid-March. Although virtual events have obvious limitations, they allow us to reach all corners of the globe thanks to cutting out the hurdles of cost and travel. We saw 1,700 attendees sign up for this annual event, more than any other FIA Boca conference in history, with participants representing traders, brokers, exchanges, clearinghouses, technology vendors, and regulators from more than 30 countries. My comment: if Walt Lucan were one of the wise men from the story of Jesus' birth in the Bible, I bet he'd be bringing the gold. He is a wise man. Here's a story from Reuters. Amazon supports higher corporate taxes in U.S. Bezos. Amazon Inc. is in support of a rise in U.S. corporate tax rates, the e-commerce firm's outgoing chief executive officer, Jeff Bezos, said on Tuesday. My comment: a very smart move, or pitchforks would have been one of the top sellers on Amazon. Here is a story from Mondevisione, cryptocurrency and pizza, how this dough came to explain so much. Since its very early days, pizza has played a key role in understanding Bitcoin and its conceptualizing its utility. When Laszlo Hannes bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin in 2010, he was unwittingly making the worst deal of his life, and probably the century, given the stratospheric rise in the big daddy of cryptocurrencies of late. Here are the top three most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. The most clicked story on Tuesday was from the Wall Street Journal. China creates its own digital currency, a first for a major economy. The second was an Amazon link to Leo Melamed's new book, Man of the Futures, the story of Leo Melamed and the birth of modern finance. And third was a Financial Times opinion piece that looked at how Evanston, Illinois, is dealing with racial injustice. Illinois town starts spending to address the racial divide. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.